News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
House prices nationally rose by an average of 9% during 2024. That's according to the latest Daft.ie house price report released today. And Ronan Lyons, Associate Professor of Economics at Trinity College in Dublin and author of the report, joins us this morning. Ronan, happy New Year to you. If you could outline for us the kind of headlines of this report, please. This is the biggest leap we've seen in house prices since 2017.
That's right, yeah. So at least at a national perspective, it's the biggest increase we've seen. So if the goal is to try and keep house prices stable, then this has been the least successful year at doing that, or 2024 rather was the least successful year at doing that for 7 years. Really, that's down to Dublin in particular. Inflation has increased everywhere. So in Dublin, it went from 2% in 2023 up to 9% in 2024. Outside Dublin, it went from about 4.5% up to 9%. So inflation definitely increased everywhere, but in particular in the Dublin region, Leinster as well, seeing the rest of Leinster outside Dublin, again, seeing double-digit increases over the course of 2024.
And we had seen Dublin sort of performing less strongly than the rest of the country, which I know you and I have talked about this over the months and the year, saying maybe Dublin was just already so expensive there was nowhere else for it to go. But it's also had a 9% increase. So the house prices now in Dublin are literally ferocious.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, really since slightly before COVID, but certainly the COVID dynamic in the housing market meant that if you go back to 2021, which was the last year with comparable increases in prices, even then, while prices outside Dublin went up 10%, in Dublin they only went up 2%. And that was down to the newfound ability of people to work remotely and the impact that had on the housing market. But while the volume of new homes being built has increased, at least so that obviously has not been for owner occupiers. And that of course is a good thing. We need new social housing built, we need new rental housing built. That has taken place, but it's actually in the second hand market that the damage has been done over the last 18 months or so. With interest rates going up and well flagged, people who own their own homes and who have a mortgage have fixed those mortgages. And because they've fixed them, because rates have gone up, that kind of puts a lock on those homes. They're not going to come into the second-hand market. And the total number of properties coming into the second-hand market and the total number being traded has fallen and fallen significantly over the last 18 months or so. And that's weighing down on the market at the moment in a way that isn't being compensated by, certainly in the Dublin area, but even across the country, by the number of new homes getting built.
So I know we've talked about this many times, but so these figures, and they are very high, I mean 9% in 1 year is a lot. Is this a further, I suppose, evidence of weak supply, strong demand? Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, demand is strong, absolutely. And if you look at the typical gap between what a property lists for, say a property might come on in January at a certain price and then it trades in, say, May or June at another price, on average that gap is 6% across the country. And that's a measure that we can track back to 2010 when the property price register starts. And that's the biggest gap we've seen in terms of how much properties on average are going more than their initial listed price. And the other key metric on this is how many properties are available at any particular point in time. And in the second-hand market, in December, there were about 10,500 properties for sale. To put that into context, 2015 to 2019, that wasn't a time when the market was oversupplied. It was still a tight market. But even then, there were about 25,000 properties for sale. Now there's just 10,000. That shows you just how tight things are.
Okay, and this report says that demand for owner-occupied housing is growing at about 5% per year. You mentioned the second-hand housing market there. What would have to happen to free up more? What would have to sort of change in terms of I suppose, parameters in order to free up more second-hand homes coming down the pipeline?
So on the second-hand side, this will resolve itself, but slowly as things stand. So what happened over the course of 2021 and 2022 is as people realised interest rates were going up and going up relatively quickly, the vast majority of people with significant mortgages fixed those mortgages for 3, 5, 7, sometimes for 10 years. But the vast majority are 3, 5 or 7 years. If you do the maths, between 2024, if you fix for 3 years in 2021, and 2029, if you fix a little bit later for a little bit longer, those all those properties are going to roll off their fixed rate. So over the course of 5 years, this will resolve itself. But of course, that's not something the government or indeed the public wants to hear, that the second-hand market will be okay, but in 5 years' time.
Okay.
So if the government wants to fix this, obviously, on the one hand, they can get more properties built. We've seen before that a big increase in number of homes for owner-occupiers getting built does alleviate the pressure. That's what happened in 2018, 2019. If they directly want to fix the second-hand market, there isn't really a fix per se, but they can certainly get involved if they could change the rules, for example, around breaking out of a fixed rate mortgage.
The penalties, etc.
Exactly. That would be one tool available to them if they really wanted to target the second-hand market. But the ultimate solution is, of course, getting more homes built.
Ronan Lyons, Associate Professor of Economics at Trinity College and, of course, author of that daft.ie report. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.